Bill. Bill, I saw on the ticker last night something disturbed me a great deal about supposedly secret meeting of foreign relations with Undersecretary of State and saying that you and Gore and so forth were recommending or urging or why that we take Warsaw. I hope that's not accurate. I knew nothing about such a meeting when I talked to you or didn't know it was scheduled. But I think it's very harmful to us if that is true. And I would sure hope that it isn't, and if it is, that we try to let us proceed here at the channel we have it until we can get an answer to it.
Well, what happened is the meeting was scheduled a long time ago, really, but it's a question of if it makes competence to really. What happened is the discussion.
Well, that's the way we feel. We can't go to Warsaw and Cambodia, but we can go a lot of other places. And as I told you, I don't want to tell any other member of the committee, anybody else. We have three specific negotiations separately going on now, not by ourselves, but by very interested peacemakers who are not allied with us. The other way. Now, we're trying to bring them to that, but if they see where Fulbright and Gore think we ought to go to Warsaw, Ho Chi Minh is not only going to be aided, but he's going to say, hell, there's no point in me agreeing to something when I can get something better. Now, we can't leave him. We don't want to photograph him the wrong signal. And we are very willing. We want to try to get to fair terms and not go in with the hands tied behind us, but we're willing and anxious, or I wouldn't have taken the very unusual steps that I did in March 31st. They are taking great advantage of this every day. We think they're playing for time. We think they want to use this as a ploy. Now, we're going to spell it out to where nearly anything in the world is satisfactory to us, although we don't want to just crawl. We want to take our way doing it, but we're not going to Warsaw, and we're not going to, we hope to Paris, and we're not going to Cambodia. Now, there are 120 other nations, and most of those between us, well, I don't want to say that to him, but we have said a number of them willing, but most of them, including Moscow and others, could be very sympathetically considered. There are three of them being sympathetically considered now. So we don't want to. That's why I want you to try to talk to some of these folks that might encourage them. As long as they think they have a chance to get one of these others for our reasons that are best known to themselves, but also known to us. They would like to force me to do this because this will do two things. It'll divide the hell out of my country as soon as I do it, if I took Warsaw, and it'll divide our allies to beat hell. And it'll probably just bring a severe disruption. I just can't agree to that. And I don't want him to get that kind of a signal.
Well,
I can't imagine McComber being a big enough damn fool to schedule anything on sites. It's the last thing we ought to talk about. I wouldn't talk to anybody except you on that committee about it.
You misunderstood me. This meeting was set up to discuss generally a briefing meeting and, among other things, sites. Pueblo was one of the things that had been on the schedule. Sites came up. It wasn't the second meeting. All happened about this thing. And it wasn't that anybody particularly wanted to work at all, but in discussion of it, they It was a general discussion. They come to the plane. Simply that about a week ago, he said how it was like a meeting for a briefing meeting to bring everybody up to date.
Yeah, this difference came up as anything does come up.
They come to the plane. Exactly. You know how these meetings develop. Now, I called this morning and tried to get the British embassy in a very abrupt way. They were there on vacation, the embassy was closed. Nobody's here. I said, how about this? Did I see the trigger call? No, it's not here. It's very abrupt. Call back Monday. I didn't know they could call for a week. I guess it's a day vacation there.
Yes, I think so. Not in this connection, but for your information, we are working very hard on our general non-proliferation and arms and our ABM and other things with them now. I've got that on my desk at the moment, a long proposal in that connection with some. If I get it a little more, a little better form, I'll go over with you. We're trying our best to pull them together. They're just shoving stuff in the Middle East just like it's a gusher. And our people think that the delivery that they've already effected to the Arab countries results in a situation of approximate parity in the level of armaments between the Arab states. And they're just doing it. They've got 40 ships over there. And they just, so we think that's going to, that's a matter that we ought to discuss. Try to get over non-proliferation, and we ought to both of us unite and really put a maximum effort in the United Nations go over it, because there's no chance of getting it over that they're going to postpone it. Yeah. Even though that Russia and I just asked them to stay on, so that if they did postpone it, they wouldn't say there was any emphasis on the United States' part. And just keep them up there until they do postpone it. He said they'll postpone it in September, and they'll postpone it over next year. We'll try and get the Russians to do this. Tommy thinks that now is the opportunity. They'll shove them pretty hard, so we're trying to do it. But I guess we'll be ready to see him until we get on board next week. Anyway, the only point I want is, number one, if they're going to meet in these executive sessions, these discussions, I want you to see that the executive, not in the damn papers, because they quote them every day. Every intelligence report I got, what we say here, they look at. And I know, you know, history teaches us they have misjudged our system a good deal. That's the first thing. Second thing, I don't think we ought to be talking about sites now at all. I've talked to nobody. I don't even have Russ talk to a good many people in his department. We've been writing some cables just with three people sitting around the table, and Clark Clifford and myself. Rust, and we have at this moment several negotiations where other people have tried to bring these folks together that are known neutrality or leaning the other way, and some of this borders on the stuff I saw you yesterday. If we show our hands too much, if McCormick said this, even Mansfield as a Democratic leader, it would make it suspicious because they'd think we wanted it. But if a subtle suggestion is made by somebody that is reasonably objective about it, it might add it a little bit, but it has to be very subtle. And we have indicated already that if Hanoi says this, then we'll be very understanding and sympathetic, but we kind of want them to make. As a matter of fact, we've gone to them and said, God damn it, you just lay out anything you want. Let us know. Now, that's as broad as a human being can. And we've said, there are 120 countries here, and you look over 115 of them or 110 of them if you don't want any of the ones we've suggested. We don't see a thing in the world wrong with Indonesia and Laos. They meet all the conditions. They've got better people there than we have. And But if you don't want any of those for any other reason, just look at any other damn country in the world. And then come back to us and we'll assure you we'll be considered. I don't want that in the paper because then they just hit me. The moment that comes out, they say, well, Johnson's trying this thing in public and trying to propagandize. They will interpret that statement as propaganda. So our people tell us we just oughtn't to say one damn word until they move. They're so suspicious, so pinched. But I don't want them reading it Fulbright and Gore, as the ticker implies. I think we ought to go to Warsaw. Because we can't go to Warsaw. We're not going to Warsaw. I can't do anything but aid him, number one, in the world opinion that our people think we ought to go there. And number two, aside from aiding the damned enemy, it misleads him. It causes him to calculate that I will do it if he doesn't trade easy. And I will do nearly anything except that. And you can see the reason why, because I would just get murdered. Hell, I'd get ridden out on a rail if I did do it. And the Foreign Relations Committee would be the first ones. I've seen the Israel sentiment up there in that Senate before. And besides, it's just unfair to, under those circumstances, we just, if we do a thing like that, they think Indonesia.
Here's the main reason the United States.
There's a combination of a half a dozen reasons. The first thing, it has never at any time has ever shown that we have made one bit of progress there. That's the first thing. The number second thing, it's just as reasonable for us as a combatant in this operation to go to Poland, who's supplying men and materials, as it would be to ask them to go to Thailand. It's just totally demeaning and starts you out on your belly. That's the second reason. There are a good many, though. The third thing is everything you do is put up and cracked up. They'll do everything from making you carry white flags to sit in little chairs as it did Joy, plus the demonstrations and the people, and it will not be in an atmosphere of where you could do anything. Fourth, our communications would be terrible. We'd have no allies that we could even talk to. We couldn't even ask our Joint Chiefs of Staff without their looking at our hold card before we better put our bet in. We think that Moscow or Algeria or Bucharest all would have handicaps because of the atmospheres and the bug-ins in India and others. But there's none of them that would give us the problems that Poland would give us. Every time that we have tried this, we've run into it. And they have lobbied all over in every capital of the United States to force us to do this. They do not want to do it themselves, in my judgment. They don't want any conference. If they did, they wouldn't go to the TASS agency before they even notify us and put it on the wire that the place is Warsaw, so they get a play in every world capital. And I read that hours before I even heard the head. That is very significant to us. We think they're building a hell of a build-up here in South Vietnam to try to hit us, to gain some strength, and not go to the conference table. And I don't know, I've got to decide reasonably soon what the hell we do about it. I've got studies going on now trying to see how long I can endure what I've done for 31 days here that everybody seemed to think would be productive. But they've never moved one damn inch from Warsaw. And there's not anything in their conversations that indicate they're going to. But we are trying to, we've got, as I say, at this moment, three interested peacemakers who are not allied with us, who are allied against us on most things, who are trying to do what I suggested you that you do yesterday, is to make them say, well, hell, if can't trust Algeria or Mali or Tanzania or Bucharest, what can you do? And what I don't want to do, I don't want to aid him by saying, hell, you're right, Papa, we ought to really go to Warsaw. I know it can produce no results. All it would do is just split us up. It would divide our own country. It would divide our allies. We can't do that. It would produce no results. It never has. It's just been a miserable experience with all of our conversations and with them. Now, Romania has done a lot of negotiating for us. And have been to Peking and have been to Hanoi. And we have found that they've been very reasonable. And we think they're intelligent. The Poles have done just the contrary. They have done more to propagandize and to bust up things than they've done to settle them. And they do have a good problem. They do have a good problem.